Welcome to the Queens and Sons of Dentistry podcast. People all around the globe often think that the sons and queens of dentistry are the guys from Ostomed. But fact is, Martin, what is the fact?
I would say it's not only us, it's everybody that actually is in this community, listens to these podcasts, trying to get some more information, is a part of this community.
Yeah, everyone who has something to do with dentistry, it doesn't matter if you're a dentist, a dentista, a dealer of dental supplies, whatever, a technician, you are a son or a queen of dentistry. And this podcast is a real dentist community show. It's targeted to founders of dental office, of dental clinics, and my name is Daniel, and now please don't laugh, your butt.
Yeah. My dear Ernst, yeah.
I know what you are, what you're thinking, but I am the CEO and part owner of Ostomed Instruments, and on my left-hand side here is my friend and colleague, it's Martin. He is the one and only, the original, the man of mystery, eventually the international man of mystery. Martin is Ostomed's international sales director, and he equips dental offices all around the globe with tools, with instruments, and with stabilization and organization systems. All around the globe, is that correct, Martin?
Oh, yeah, nearly. I mean, we're pretty much covering all of Europe, most countries in Europe, with a few outlets in the Middle East, some countries, some partners there. In the Far East, in Southeast Asia, we are pretty well equipped so far. And also in America and the United States, we got a good distributor there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. International sales director. What exactly does this mean? What exactly are you doing for Ostomed?
Sounds dangerous, I know. Yeah, but in the end, what am I doing? I'm supporting our existing customer base, supporting them with questions of service, with questions of sales, with questions of products, and so on. Helping them on marketing questions as much as we can do, of course. But of course, also developing new customers. Developing new partners, new distributors in our dealer network, so we can spread out even more. Yeah? Right now, I think we're around 55 countries in the world, mm-hmm. yeah, that we're covering. But I do believe that we still have some room to improve. Mm-hmm. And that's my part. Of course, I also want to help to increase the brand awareness of Ostomed, the community of the sons and queens of dentistry, of course. And this is what we're doing in events and exhibitions all over the world.
Mm-hmm, okay. And the product range of Ostomed, what can you get from this nice company?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the main part that we do is the main focus on surgical instruments. And on this field, surgical instruments, we're pretty much covering the implant dentistry, oral maxillofacial dentistry. We have a lot of microsurgical instruments. So, also the periodontic department is a very good partner of ours. Of course, here and there, we are not as strong as we would like to be, maybe, in the ortho field and endo field. But that's what I'm saying. Especially everything around implantology is, where we are a good partner for a dental professional, if it comes to instruments, but also when it comes to, osteosynthetic screws. Membrane screws, okay, even
pins.
Pins as well, exactly. But I mentioned membrane screws because this is something that I think for many users, this could be a real problem solver. I'm not saying pins or screws, I'm saying pins and screws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Always depends, huh?
Always depends on the case. However, you got to be comfortable with it. It has to fit your procedure, your protocol. But we're trying to be very universal there, mm-hmm. so we can cover
lots of surgery. What about instrument organization? You know, if I have a lot of tools, I have to manage them in a way which is quite complicated, I guess.
Great point. Great point. I think our competence when it comes to organization, and of course also for the hygienic cycle of the instruments, we are very advanced, given the fact that we have sterilization containers with a permanent filter, a filter that has not to be changed. And this is very unique. And I think the competence level that you got here in the domestic market, we will also cover and we will also transport into the international market.
Yeah, but what I really appreciate about the workflow, if you work with the system, you put your instrument set into a washing basket, you put this to your dermo disinfector. Is this the English word? This is the right word for the washing machine? Yes.
Absolutely.
You put it out and then you don't need any foil or paper or wrapping it in something. You just put it into a box, close the box, put it to the sterilization machine, and then it's ready for the next operation for about 9 months.
And that is absolutely unique. Absolutely unique. However, there are differences in the world. Also by law, some countries don't have these kind of hygienic laws that for dental offices that we have, for example, in Germany or in Switzerland or in Scandinavia, whatever. But I think that the world is turning to that point. I mean, there is a need to increase certain laws, certain regulations on that. However,
especially in Europe, I guess.
Exactly, in Europe. However, that might be a topic for another podcast because it's very, very comprehensive. We could talk probably another 30 minutes about that. What are the advantages really for a dental office? Not only foil and so on, but also economically, workflow, labor time, and so on. So this can be an interesting part. So I believe if we get some feedback from out there that people want to hear more about it, that might be the chance for a follow-up.
I think we will get back to that topic in a few minutes. I just want to know first, how does it work to get these nice instruments and stuff in different countries?
Mm-hmm. So as I said, mostly outside of Germany and Austria, we are working with distributors. We have partners all over the world in those countries where we are located in. And we work with companies there that have, for example, their own sales staff. They have salespeople that are out there, representative that are out there in the market on a daily basis and visit dental offices. Yeah, we do have partners that run their own web shop. So even e-commerce, people can just browse them, get on the web shop and just order the products right there. Or, of course, you come to exhibitions, local exhibitions, international exhibitions where we are, and we can go from there. This is for the daily business. This is for the day-to-day business. If somebody really wants to get, has a bigger project in mind, and this is also what we want to talk about today, especially, is when they want to equip.
Oh yes, okay,
office, right?
If let's talk about this a bit more detailed. Let us imagine I am a dentist and I want to found a new clinic or a new dental office. How exactly does it work? Because if I am I do a lot of business in Germany, and German dentists don't, when they come from the university or when they found the office, they don't know what do I need and how many and how, what is the procedure?
Exactly. This is,
by the way, do you care for a little rum?
We could, huh?
Yeah. For everybody outside there, Ustomed is not only doing instruments. My partner in crime and in business, Oliver Keufel, who owns most parts of the company, he also
very good.
He also is in the alcohol business. He created not business but he created two gins already, and now we have a rum, and only 5 people in the world already have tasted it. It's called Viking Goat Rum, and we make a little tasting right now.
Absolutely.
But while I'm
going to tell you exactly. So, first of all, for whom is this? Okay, what are the people that are targeted now with this podcast? We're talking about a setup of a new dental office. This is just one part, because it's also people that maybe buy an older dental office, because there is a dentist that goes out. Okay, he's becoming a pensionist or something like that. So they buy an existing office. There are people that buy an existing office and are increasing the number of rooms, are changing the characteristic of the office. So before it was a regular dental office, now it becomes an implantology office.
Yes.
Now it becomes a surgical office. So they bring with their own character, they bring with their own profession, they bring a different level in the dental office, and they need different products, they need different instruments.
Yes, I don't know how it is internationally, but to my experience, if somebody gives away his old office because he's getting retired, the last 5 years they don't invest much in instruments. So sometimes we have a lot of old stuff there. Scissors not
could be so could
cutting
be
like anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And for those people, okay, that have these kind of projects on the hand, think about it, or already in the planning phase, already 4 months before opening the dental office, get in touch with an Ustomed dental distributor. Get in touch with us. If you don't know who is the dental distributor in your country, you can get in touch with me. At the end of this podcast, you will get my information via Instagram, via email, via WhatsApp. Really, everything is open there. And then I can connect you to the correct partner in that case.
And let's go back to me as a dentist founding this office. How can you help me to find out what I need, how much I need? I think this is really difficult.
Absolutely. So once we have connected you, and once we have figured out, okay, yes, you want to build a new office, you're opening it soon, we need instruments. So what we do is we want to make an appointment. There are a few different choices. We can have a personal meeting that I'm going to be coming to the country, to my distributor. We're going to set up a meeting, sit down, really take some time. I'll bring a huge collection of instruments personally with me. So you have the chance to really touch the instruments, feel them, and choose what you want exactly. Because if you say, I want a scissor, you and I know, we all know, there's not just one scissor.
Yeah.
Okay? You have so many different points. So many different scissors, but you want to see them, you want to see different lengths and so on. So what we want to do is
You want to feel them. You know, as a dentist, I'm a handyman. You know, and so tools are important, and I need to feel how it feels.
Absolutely.
This scissor in the hand.
Absolutely.
If it has a specific length,
and that's what we can do if we sit down there together. That's the first option. We sit together, really personal, with all the instruments, and talk about it. Second option is that I'm going to send the collection to my distributor. You make an appointment with my partner, with a sales rep, whoever is responsible for you, and so on. And you guys will sit down. And I'm going to be joining you, as we do it right now here in the podcast, okay, with a Zoom call. And I can be joining the meeting, and I can give you the same support that I would give you when I'm there.
Yeah, by the way, fun fact. You can hear, a lot of you will hear this in the car, on the radio or something. But you can also see this podcast show. You can click on the picture in Spotify, or if you're watching it on YouTube, you're already seeing us. Yeah. By the way, seeing us.
Right. Yeah. Cheers.
We are just tasting from the nice gin here. Strong.
Bad.
It really kicks.
Not bad, yeah.
Really kicking.
Yeah.
Kicking ass gin. If I equip my office with Ustomed instruments, do I have the chance to get a bottle of this or to try it?
It's normally always included. Normally, okay. We will include one bottle and two cups, because I think it makes sense.
In Germany, this is not Martin's market, but it's mine market, and their strategy. First, you drink a bottle of rum, and then you get the instruments.
Well, internationally, of course, we have to see what are the regulations. Yeah, we have to understand different cultures, different things. Yeah. However, there's always a way, and I think a lot of times, culturally, when I'm out there in these different countries, to be very honest, I think the best meetings are always the meetings where we sit down, we drink something, or we eat something. Yeah. And then we discuss business. This is always the best way of doing it. My way.
You like to talk about eating, huh?
I love it.
Do you like eating
I like
talking?
The eating. Well, of course, honestly, especially the people that know me, okay, and they see me, okay. I'm not the smallest guy. I do love good food, and especially food all over the world. And we might get back to that soon.
Do you have this job traveling around the world because of all the food in different places, or? Oh, why are you doing this?
Is it a trick question?
No, I always wanted to ask. Why have you chosen this job? You don't have too much family because today you are in Dubai, tomorrow you're in London, the day after you are in Hollywood, Florida.
I do love to be all over the world. Okay, I do love to travel. I do love to interact with different people. And in this job, I can do that. The nice side effect is actually that I really can enjoy local food. Yeah, and that is a very nice side effect. Of course, it is the Ustomate business that allows me to do that, and I'm very grateful for that. But let's get back and see and tell the people out there, what can we do for them? Can we do for them if they want to build a new office? How does it work? So we connected them to the distributor. Mm-hmm. We set up a meeting, either completely personal or with me joining via Zoom. Okay, these two options, I think, are mainly out there. Now, what we want to do now is we want to figure out, okay, how big is the dental office? How many rooms do you have? So there are some quintessential questions that would allow me then, or also my partner, my distributor, to figure out in what direction are we going? What is your specialty? Are you a periodontist? Are you placing 500 implants a year? Yeah, something like that. So we can actually start by setting up, let's say, surgical sets. If that is something that you would like to have, or you would like to go into this direction because you've never done that before, we will explain to you and show you really in the case how an organization for an osteotomy kit, for an implantology kit would be.
Do I get this correct? Do you offer basic sets that are pre-configured, or do you do it individually to the one beside you?
Well, in the catalog, we have a few samples of pre-configured sets. To be very honest, when we come to a meeting, when we get everybody together sitting on one table with all the instruments, you choose very individually your configuration. And I'll let you choose that, of course, because it doesn't make sense to say, this is our pre-configured set. Well, but I don't like this, I don't like that. Well, that's why we go from scratch. We have a wash basket, and we start at the beginning, and we go through all the product groups, and you choose the instrument you want to have in there.
Yeah, I think this is very important, because if you have small hands, then you may like small instruments, small needle holder. Yeah. If you have a big needle holder and you have a small hand, it may be uncomfortable. So you need to have it in your hand, and the pre-configured set is not the set that fits to you. It's a set to fits to, I don't know who assembled it. Huh?
Exactly. And also there are cultural differences in how the education worked in each country. Yeah? So you have the English American educational service or character. They use different products than maybe people in Germany that are educated here on German universities, from German professors. It's actually, there are some cultural differences. I think the needle holder is a very, very
needle
big
holder
thing.
Is a very, very good example. And what is your experience? Which type of needle holder is the most common in the world? With the rings or the micro needle holders, or what is the most common?
The Crywood with the rings is, I think, the most common. Uh-huh. Well, for example, in Germany, also the Mathieu is very, very common, right?
If you know this, the Crywood has some, like a scissor, some wings, and the Mathieu don't.
Do we show them?
No,
we stay seated. Now you got it right.
Just go on.
Right there, then.
I can get it. Just go on.
It's right there. It's easy, but he's looking at there. It's okay. That's one point. So we're going to configure the sets. Okay. Besides, we always look out for some single instruments that you might need. Okay, we're going to put it all down, write it all down. And there you go.
Yeah. For everybody who can see it right now, This is a needle holder, the so-called Crywood or Mario Heger, with the ring grips like a scissor. This, Martin says, is the most common. This is a classical Mathieu. In former times, people thought with a Mathieu, you always cut your glove. But we have a special feature on Ostomed. What is it, Martin?
Our lock is lifted up a little bit, as you can see here. Mm-hmm. It's lifted up. So because of that, it's further away from the glove. And the chance that it will actually mingle with the glove, mingle with the glove is much, much smaller. Mm-hmm. So far, we never had a bad feedback with those.
If you didn't see it right now, just go to YouTube. Just take a look. It's a great product.
Mm-hmm. The sound was there, Daniel. We got the sound really.
Yeah, I hope. You know, usually this, our microphone is putting sound out.
Okay.
Filters out. So we had this great metal sound just right here.
But now we're pretty much finished. We were finished with the meeting where we have talked about the instrumentation. Of course, another big topic is, and Daniel said it earlier, another big topic is then our decision is then, will I go with trays? Will I go with containers, sterilization containers or not? And this is always something where we can give you the ideas, we can give you the advantages, but in the end, it's your decision. And you got to see if it's worth for you, if it's worthwhile for you. So far, the setups that we do here or that we have done here in Germany, in Austria, and in Switzerland, I would say 95-90% of the people, they would go with the containers because they see how much faster the workflow is, how much more hygienic it is, and how much more economical it is if I'm looking at it in a midterm, long-term investment.
Yeah, it's safe and it's easy, and you get to know the different options in this kind of appointments, and then you decide what to do.
Yeah.
And by the way, decide what to do. And what do you think about the Viking Goat Room? Is it allowed to put some coke into it?
You know, I think if you ask 10 people, you get 10 different answers. I think it's allowed what you like, and we like it.
So I will try.
Okay, you put some more rum into my rum.
I put more rum.
But here's the thing. That's another big saying in the export, okay, when we talk about international business. You know, when you're in Asia, when you're in America, these are big different time zones. So we say somewhere in the world, it's already 6 p.m., right? So it's always. But if we would. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you would. But people can see it actually outside a little bit. You see outside the window, it's already getting dark. And we're not sitting here at 6 a.m. in the morning. It is already 5 p.m.
No, it's already 5 p.m. in the morning. And you know, I don't like to drink Coke on its own. So if you put a little rum in it, it's just for the taste. Cheers. As if I understood it correctly, if you equip your dental office, your clinics with Ostomed tools, and you do not get only the tools, you also get the organization and all informations around everything you need to know about instruments.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you ask for it. I mean, if you have questions about instruments, what are these instruments are being used for? Do I need this? Okay, I'm gonna ask you what kind of surgeries do you do, and I'm gonna let you know as far as I can.
Yeah,
as much as I can.
So this is very individually. How can I, and with I mean people listening to this show, how can they get in touch with Ostomed?
They can contact me on Instagram if they want to contact us directly
Fun fact, Martin has two accounts. And I will put a link in the show notes with both of them. First account is the Ostomed account, OstiMT. Mm-hmm. MT stands for Martin Töwe. This is the one for talking about instruments. And he has this great food show account. What is it called?
Well, I started a little bit as a food blog. GET Culinary Travels.
GET. I will put this there. You can see what Martin has already eaten in his life. Mm-hmm. And if you if you have an idea what he really needs to eat, just send him also a message. Okay. Social media. Is there any chance to get to know Ostomed personally?
As I said, you can meet us this year.
Ah, so you already said.
Well, I said a little bit that you can also come to exhibitions.
Ah, so
now we're gonna tell you which ones for 2024. Mm-hmm. So in about two and a half weeks, we're gonna be at the ADEC. Yeah. So if you want to reach out to us and want to meet us personally, Oliver is there, our CEO, our boss, our owner, co-owner. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Big part owner. Yeah, and exactly. I'm the small part owner.
Just get a bit used to it, okay, Daniel?
Me too. It's fresh. It's 1st of January.
Exactly. Yeah. So at the ADEC in Dubai, we're going to be there for 2 days. We're also going to be at the Ritter Congress there that is running at the same time. You can also meet us, especially people from the Asia Pacific area can meet us at the IDEM in Singapore this year. We're going to have our own booth there. And also from the Straumann Network, okay, the ITI World Symposium in Singapore as well, just 2 weeks after.
I will be there as well. If you want to meet your butt, you can.
Your butt? If you want to get your butt? Yeah. I don't want to get into that right now.
I want to get in your butt. Oh, you. So, by the way, what do you think about Viking Gold Drum?
Viking Gold Drum tastes very well. It's very mild. It's not as strong.
Mm. Also, as a Cuba Libre, it's better.
Oh, yeah.
And if you meet us on exhibitions, we always have.
Almost always, if it's possible. Exactly.
Where it's not possible?
Well, there are countries in the Middle East. One of our biggest partners, actually, or one of our big partners is there in Kuwait, actually.
Huh.
When I'm visiting them, and don't worry, I can live without alcohol. It's not that bad. Then in Kuwait, I think it's
Royalpedia, huh?
Royalpedia.
Great company. Great.
Shout out to Hadi. Okay, Hadi, I see you in Dubai.
Hello.
Soon. Yeah. But yeah, there are some countries out there and you got to just respect that. That's fine. I can work with that. I mean, that's a part of working internationally. Different cultures, got to adapt, got to live with it. It's fine.
I'm not
there to judge.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we're making a lot of jokes also in this podcast, also when you meet us. But if you make a lot of jokes, you really need to get the job finished as well. If you have a big mouth, but you don't deliver later, then you cannot build up a company that works all around the world. Yes, it's 24 already. So for 50 years.
50 years. Yeah. Exactly. This year is 50 years. Yeah. So you got to put your money where your mouth is, right? That's how you say it. That's how you say it in English.
Money or?
You're going to put your money where your mouth is.
Ah, so.
Yeah, I think this means? I think that's the same.
I don't get it.
I think that's the same. What you just explained. It's an English saying. So not just nicht lang schnacken, Kopf in Nacken. Yeah?
So
on German jetzt.
Ah, that was Northern German.
Yeah, that was our Hamburg slang.
Okay.
Because Daniel is from the Baltic Sea.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
From Russia.
And I'm trying to say, we are funny, but we are also very professional and, honestly, privately, I only work with Ostomed instruments.
Definitely. I'm sure it's the only instrument you know.
So, Brad, anybody out there, it's a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you that we had your ear for about 20 minutes, or I don't know how long we were talking here. Meet us in the next podcast show, International Learnings of Dentistry with Martin and Daniel. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for it.